Josh, have a look.
You're fine. I'm looking at this.
I recently took the 17-year-old nephew on the quintessential Southern California road trip. We stayed at the retro surf haunt, the Hotel California in Santa Monica, rented a Mustang convertible, and then drove up the coast listening to the Eagles song. Welcome to the Hotel California. Oh, and then we met up with a real Eagle.
I don't know. Oh, he's right there.
Timothy B. Schmidt, the Eagles' bassist and vocalist.
Hi.
What a pleasure.
Great to meet you.
What a pleasure
Thanks.
To meet you. Wow, this is...
To the right.
He has the same boyish look, the same long hair, just grayer, than when he joined the Eagles in 1977, replacing Randy Meisner. Before that, he replaced Meisner in the band some of us liked even better, Poco. And it's a good feeling to know.
What? This is insane.
Yeah, this is where I make all my stuff, doing all my stuff.
We met up at his beautiful home recording studio, where, in shock after the death of Eagle Glenn Frey this past January, he recorded a new solo CD. His home is tucked high in the Santa Monica Mountains. We'll post pictures at hereandnow.org. In the studio, his collection of Native American artifacts, his Kennedy Center Honors Medallion, pictures with President Obama, and the band he played with as a kid growing up in Sacramento. There are instruments everywhere. A storage room is filled with guitars, including one that was a gift from Glenn Frey when Timothy first joined the band. The little note that was tucked inside is now framed on the wall.
I always saved it because it was cool. And we had nicknames for each other, and one of his nicknames was Roach. And they used to call me Woodstock because of my hair and the beads and moccasins and stuff. After Glenn passed, I got it and had it framed. And it says, Woodstock, happy early birthday, Roach. And it's dated 10/21/77. Somebody's gonna hurt someone
before the night is through. 3 years later, the Eagles broke up for 14 years, then reunited in 1994 and became one of the best-selling bands of all time, 150 million albums sold. Their often volatile story is told in the documentary History of the Eagles.
I think probably the friction was part of the creativity. I'm sure it was. I was standing all alone against the world outside. You were searching for a place to hide.
Lost. Who were you? Who was Timothy B. Schmidt in the band?
Oh, you know, I was the guy, you know, to just trying to make things okay. I did what I can to keep the peace. Sometimes there's not much you can do with the other outside situations, and you just have to go with it.
There's a song on your new CD about that kind of thinking. I can't fix you or can't tell you.
I refuse, yeah. Yeah.
How are you doing after the passing of Glenn Frey?
I'm doing really well now. You know, it took quite a while to process it. I don't know if I'll ever finish processing it, but I'm better now. I mean, you know, life has to go on. All three of us, the Joe and Don and I, are all doing our separate projects right now, and we're just moving on.
I know you were working on many of these songs before that, but I hear it in all those faces, you know, that sense of life being short.
Yeah, that's kind of what this whole thing is. It's a very personal album, and it's kind of like a diary in a way. And that song specifically is, I just kind of spat it out, you know, and left it. I have seen a magic carpet.
I have taken flight. Well, how would you characterize where you are? I mean, like, I'm looking at you. I have to tell people, you still have that you know, boyish look. The hair. Did you ever think of cutting the hair?
I think about it all the time.
Don't.
I feel like I'm really starting to get this thing of songwriting and making records, and I've always been sort of a late bloomer in a lot of aspects in my life. I didn't even write a song until I was backed up against the wall with Poco, who said they wanted somebody who could sing, preferably high, and somebody who was a bass player and somebody who wrote songs. And I said, that's me. And I went home and wrote a song.
And I feel so satisfied when
another of Timothy's Poco songs, Keep On Trying. The songs on his new solo CD, Leap of Faith, have the benefit of decades of wisdom.
It's just life stuff, you know, things I think about. And there's less time in front of me now than there is behind me. And I do think about my mortality a lot more. It's those age-old questions, and I just try and put them into some kind of song form and hope that it resonates with others.
I hear that in This Waltz.
Oh, yeah, well, that I nicknamed that my Woe Is Me song.
It's a large dose of what's real, and I'm longing to sing once again. Why don't you come close to me?
I had some health issues. And I don't really want to get deep into that, but I was kind of wondering what was going to happen. It involved my throat.
Well, can I say? I mean, it was cancer.
Yeah, I had a bout with throat cancer. Yeah, things are looking really good. It chipped away at my voice a bit, and I didn't even know if I was going to be able to talk, let alone sing. And so I started writing that. And woe is me, poor me, you know.
Well, but what a voice. And that you still have it as you battle cancer in your throat? What are the chances? Did you ever think about that? Like, wait a second, I'm the voice, you know, and then you have, possibly you were going to lose it.
Oh, I thought and think about it all the time still. I had another incident where I was hit in the throat too.
The hit in the throat?
I got hit in the throat with a surfboard. And I mean, I was talking like this. Oh. It was very hard. It was like losing something really that I, you know, really was dependent upon and really was like, it was like losing a hand, sort of. Mm-hmm. I met Placido Domingo the day after the Kennedy Awards. And I was like just thrilled beyond belief because he has changed from being a tenor to a baritone. He just said, you know, I'm just going for it. I'm doing it still in a different range. And that's basically what I got to say to him was, yeah, me too. I'm not going up into the stratosphere anymore. If I need those voices, I get other people. That's humbling to me. But I still do have a voice.
Well, you still have a voice, no kidding. In thinking of coming to speak with you, I went down the YouTube rabbit hole. Mm. And there you were on one of the Beach Boys albums singing Caroline Knowd.
Well, the great thing about that was I got to sing with the Beach Boys backing me up. I was, you know, beyond thrilled, you know.
Yeah, but they picked you. I mean, to do Caroline Know. Who are you going to hand that to?
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know? How could you lose that happy
And then I'm listening to the new CD, the song The Island. And now, my understanding, that's Al Jardine's children backing you up?
Yeah.
Why should I leave when it's so crystal clear?
This is what I've always wanted. I'm one of the lucky ones who said, gee, I'd love to do this, and I'm able to do that. To this day, I can turn on the radio and I hear myself on something I sang on. Maybe it was Steely Dan or others.
Toto, Africa?
Yeah.
Can we talk for a second about Poco? There were people who thought it should have been Poco. You know, yeah, the Eagles were so great, but Pogo.
Ooh, crazy love.
Well, I did have those moments. We were touted as being the next big thing by many people, and we had this great live show. And then we'd be driving to another college gig, and we would hear Eagles all over the radio all the time. It became really obvious to me why. It all comes down to songs. The same reason that Eagles might be on the radio for a long time. And it all comes down to great radio-friendly, great crafted songs.
I don't know if I'm living a lie.
Timothy B. Schmidt, his lovely new solo CD is Leap of Faith. For more on his upcoming solo tour and the Eagles concerts this summer, yes, they decided to go out, minus one. Go to hearandnow.org.